now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the Gram. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor. I don't know of another pastor quite like myself, actually. And I think you're going to like this program. Today we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to talk about meditation. And I think it could be very helpful for some of you. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Unfortunately, I'm not live. This program is recorded, so you cannot talk to me on the air, but you can send me an email. As a matter of fact, let me mention that right now. You can send me an email with your question, and I will answer it. I will answer it, and I may even answer it on the air, which would be really cool. And later I'll give the email address, the website to go to, where you can, email me from. But let's begin by talking about why meditation? Okay, why meditation? Now, some people say, now, wait a minute. You are a pastor, and so therefore I'm a little surprised that you're talking about meditation. Now, is this some kind of New Age type thing or something? Oh, no, this is a very, very proper meditation. It's a Christian meditation, but it works for anyone who is sincere. I was going to say who has a pure heart. Well, I'm not sure that you need to have a pure heart, but you need to be sincere. And what do I mean by sincere? I mean somebody that really, really wants to know the truth. Now, it's very well known among those people who work with drug addicts, for example, or alcoholics or drug addicts, that for them, for the drug addict or the alcoholic to really change, to really, 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 really change, they have to see that they have a problem, see, and somehow want to change. They have to be open to the truth, willing to admit the truth. Because the reason why they're taking drugs or alcohol in the first place is denial. See, but don't get me wrong. I'm not being harsh on people who take drugs or people who drink too much alcohol. Because just about all of us, unless we wake up and see the light, want to wake up and see the light. See, that's the thing. Then we are in denial. And people use their work to deny, they study to deny, see, they take psychiatric meds to deny, see, they busy themselves out in the community doing public service to deny, they watch television, listen to music to deny. See, there are just so many ways of denying. People even use religion to deny the truth. That's right. See, you can sing a lot of nice songs and say a lot of nice verses and memorize a lot of nice scripture and act very nice and talk very nice and everything on the surface. But the whole point is to deny something. See? To deny the truth. Okay? Now, see, but the whole world is living a lie. See, I've also discovered, see, I'm beginning to see how institutions and culture and how things are arranged so that a lie is hoisted upon us or forced upon us or pressured upon us or put forth so that we eventually accept the lie or go along with the lie, and then we feel guilty. We feel guilty and sheepish, and then we don't want to admit that we accepted a lie, and so we keep on, believing the lie or going along with the lie. See, and that's how people gain control over you or power over you. But the minute you're willing to admit that it's a lie, and you express the truth, see, then you're free again. What does it say in the Bible? Says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We'll talk more about this after this break. We'll talk more about how the lie disables us. But I will talk about meditation. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten. I'll be talking about it very soon. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Roland. This is the Pastor Roland. Well, this is Talk to a Pastor. Have you ever had a question you want to ask a pastor? Or do you have a question that you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you want to talk to someone? You know, I hear people say, I need to talk to someone. But you want somebody that, well, that knows what they're talking about. Somebody with experience. Somebody with understanding. See? You can always talk to your friends. You can always find a sympathetic ear. But you want somebody that can offer, that has understanding and common sense, and you want to talk to a professional. Well, then you may want to go to my website and talk to me at my website. But let me continue with what I was saying. I was talking about the lie. Now, for example, oh, there's just so many examples. There's just so many examples of lies that we are asked to accept. You know, even religion does it to us. You know, have you noticed how religions are divided up into so many? I was reading a nice little publication yesterday. It said there were like 10,000 different religions in the world. Everyone is different, slightly different. And even among the Christians, they all say something different about Jesus. One said, well, he's God, and another said, well, he's not God. And somebody said he's a son of God, but he never said he was God. See? And then there are some that have some ideas like, oh, he's an angel or something. I mean, it's just all these different ones, see? Now, which one is right? They can't all be right. One of them has to be right. But would you believe that that some of them are not true? So if you vouchsafe that, if you agree with that, along with that lie, with a lie which is not true, then in your heart, see, in your heart of hearts, in your conscience, see, you're never going to be one with conscience as long as you accept a lie. See, the whole point of conscience, the whole point of the inner light, you know, say that I am the light of the world, and you've heard about the inner light, see? Well, what does the inner light? It's the truth. It shows us the truth in the light of the light. See, in the light of the light. In the light of the light, with a capital L, you can see error. See? So if your intuition, if what you know in your heart, if your intuition, see, makes you aware that something that you've agreed to or said is true, if it makes you aware that it's not really true or it doesn't sit right with you or you're not really sure, you said you were sure but you're not sure. See, another way they do it to you is by saying, getting you to say, I'm saved, or I accepted Jesus. Well, he accepts us. We don't accept him. He accepts us if he wants to. He doesn't accept everybody. See? He accepts us. So all we can do is petition him. So we can regret our errors and be sorry for what we've done wrong, what we know, and figure that there's probably things we've done wrong we don't even know, and be sorry, and petition for another chance, and that's about all we can do. We can yearn for God. We can yearn for Christ. We can yearn for truth. But what they do is they get you, and especially they do it with little kids. They get a little kid, and you know, or a young person, teenager, or a little kid, and force the little kid to say, oh, I accepted Christ. Well, you know, as far as the little child goes, it's, you know, it's a nice thing to say, and it's an emotional thing, and I'm not saying that the person is not wrong for saying that. You're not, as a little child, you know, little children are sweet, and they're close to innocence. So they say that, see? The little child is closer to God than the adults that are, you know, lording it over him. But he says it, okay? And I say that for him to say that, it's not a sin. It's not a sin to say that. Even if he doesn't really mean it, he doesn't really understand it, he says it in his innocence. It's not wrong to say that. But when he gets older, when the child gets older, all of a sudden the child is 25, 30, 35, 40. See? And things are not quite working out. He doesn't feel saved. See? And in his life, he's got issues. He's angry. He's resentful. He doesn't know which way to go. He makes mistakes. Things are not working out. The communication is bad with his kids. See? Something is wrong. But now his conscience makes him aware that he's wrong. His conscience, which is from God, what you know in your heart wordlessly is from God. That's the inner light of truth. Now, the inner light of truth is basically saying to him, not with words, but basically saying to him, look, you haven't found it yet, okay? You said you did, but you really haven't. So you have to keep searching, okay? Keep yearning. Keep looking for me, searching for me, yearning for me. See, what you have right now, you have chapters and verses. You have nice songs, and you have chapters and verses, and you have words. See? And surface behavior, but you haven't really found it. Now, that's what the truth is trying to tell him wordlessly. See? That's what he senses intuitively. But he doesn't want to admit it. He doesn't want to admit that he hasn't found it, that he's living a lie. So now, he denies the truth. He denies his conscience. He denies what he knows in his heart. See? And sings more songs and studies more and gets more religious degrees. And acts nicer and puts on a bigger show for people in order to deny the truth, the still small voice inside that says it's not so. Now that is sin. Okay? But that's what the vast majority of people are doing in the world. In one way or another, they're forced to accept some lie. And they don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit they made a mistake, or they don't want to rock the boat, they don't want to start over again. And so they remain trapped by the lie. See? Now do you understand? Now do you understand why it says the truth shall set you free? So wouldn't it be nice if somebody, let's say you discovered something was a lie. How about all the people that think communism is great? Or socialism, they think that's great. See? They don't want to admit they're wrong. So all the people that have faulty ideas and wrong beliefs and have said things they didn't mean, see? What if those people simply said, you know something? I really don't know. I said it, but I don't know if it's true or not. I just don't know. That would be honest. That would be coming clean. That would be closer to the truth. That would be now a step toward real salvation. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Talk to a Pastor. I'm speaking the truth, see? Some are grinding their teeth. They think I'm a terrible person. They're grinding their teeth, but some people are listening and saying, right on. Right on, Roland. Right on. Now do you see? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Do you see what the truth is? Truth is the light, the inner light. Now, when you've always had this light, see? But you've run from it. You've denied it. See? You've run from it, and you've denied it. And you got support, comfort from your friends. Yes, your friends. Your friends, your drinking buddies, your associates, your pals, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, they supported you. They were just like you. They slapped you on the back, and they were, see? And you smoked marijuana together, and you gossiped together, and you drank together, and you, see, you kept yourself oh so busy. See? You denied the truth. And now do you see that the truth shines a light upon things? And once you see the lie as the lie, see, once you clearly see the lie as the lie, then you are shriven from it. You are cleaved from it. You cleave to the truth, and you are shriven from the lie. Then you stand back and you look at it, and you see it as a lie. See? Why are you with me? You see how important that is. You see how important it is to be able to stand back and look at it and see as a lie. See? And then you're free, now you're free of it. See? You see how beautiful that is. A lot of people too, we have false images about ourselves. Either we try to act wonderful, and we're not wonderful. We put on this phony facade, and it's a lie. See? If you drop the facade and you just be a regular person, see, you're closer to the truth. Then on the other hand, some people have been given a very negative idea about opinion of themselves, and it too is a lie. See? A lot of people hear voices, or they have thoughts. You know, and the thoughts say, oh, you're no good, you're terrible, you're no good, the world would be better without you, you know, blah, 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 blah. See? If you could stand back and just see that as a lie. See that it's a lie. Where do these thoughts come from? I don't know. They come from somewhere, but they're not your thoughts. If they were your thoughts, you could control them. If they were your thoughts, you could control them. But instead, there they are, blah, 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 blah. See? If you could learn to just stand back, not fight them, not argue with them, not interact with them, not do anything, just stand back and watch them like you were watching a bad movie, a movie that's so bad. See, it's not credible. It's not credible. It's a lie. Now, of course, the liars are very clever. They will put some little tidbits of truth. They'll put some facts. They will put some facts in with their, what they say. See, enough facts to confuse you. See, that's the other thing they want to do. They want to confuse you. So the tricks are endless, ladies and gentlemen. The tricks are endless. You just have to learn to stand back and observe it without getting caught up in it, without reacting to it, without becoming upset by it, without believing it, without, see, doubting it. Just see it. Just observe it. Don't get involved in it. Observe it in the light. Okay? You have this inner light. Okay? So now do you see now why this meditation of which I speak could be a wonderful thing? Because this meditation that of which I speak is very simple. It's a very simple little exercise that teaches you how to separate from thoughts and from emotions, see? Because right now you're lost in thought and you're lost in emotion. Any kind of stress on the outside throws you into your thoughts. There you are, lost in this squirrel cage of thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking. This meditation helps you to get out of that and observe it, see? Hello. This is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding.
I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
You can talk to me or chat with me by going to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. See, what I'm looking for are ugly people who are ugly ducklings. You know, you remember the beautiful fairy tale about the ugly duckling that was really a beautiful swan? But the ugly duckling was hanging around with other ducks, and they looked at him and said, or looked at her and said, you know, you're weird. But that was because he wasn't really a duck, or she wasn't a duck. She was a swan, a beautiful swan. And then one day she saw a beautiful mother swan and her children swimming around, and she saw, I'm just like they are. And she swam off, and then she was with them. So instead of being a duck, she was actually a beautiful swan. See, well, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people who love the truth. See, but everywhere you go, you look for truth, and there's something about it that's not quite, there's something not quite right about everything that you've ever gotten involved in. You found people are liars, that they're deceitful, that they're phony, that they're withholding, that they're using you, that they're saying one thing but meaning another. Or you find out that they don't really know. They say they know, but they don't really know. See? And they meddle in your life and mess it up. But they don't have understanding. See? They may have some knowledge, but they don't have understanding. And so you go different places, and some people are very nice. Yes, some people are nice. But they can't really help you. They're just nice. Because what you need is the truth. You need the truth. You need answers. You need something that can get you, that can help you to become self-reliant and independent and free. See? Well, what you need is the truth. See, God sends His truth. Now, why do we reject the truth? Well, the reason why, see, even the best of us, even those of us who are destined for salvation, who deep down in our hearts we love the truth, but even those of us like that, we will spend years or even decades, see, running from the truth. Why? Well, mostly, remember earlier I gave examples of people who are tricked into saying something that they don't really believe, or believing something that's not really true. And I said how, as long as they don't admit that it's a lie, see, as long as they don't admit that it's a lie, well, then they have conflict. They have conflict with what? The light of truth, what they know in their heart. Deep down in their hearts, they know it's not true, or they know they're not sure. See? I was, the other day, well, last year, I heard a very beautiful quote. It was by Major Doug Rocky. Major Doug Rocky. And he was talking about how our returning troops are given psychiatric meds and pain meds, see, especially the psychiatric meds. And he said you cannot medicate a moral or ethical dilemma away. You cannot medicate a moral or ethical dilemma out. See, you cannot. Well, you see how you have people that have seen atrocities and horrors and awful things, and they've done awful things, and yet they've been told that it's wonderful and they're doing the right thing?
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. People have dilemmas, and the basic dilemma we have is we have conflict with the truth. That's the basis of conflict. We have conflict with what we know in our heart. How do we develop conflict? By believing a lie, by accepting a lie. And then the truth comes along and says it's not so. And we also have conflict by hating other people and resenting them, you see. So therefore, would you please forgive other people and not hate them? And if you've said some things you didn't believe and you made some mistakes and told some lies and believed lies, well then just stand back and see all of that. Take a breath, a sigh of relief, and become a friend of truth. Go to mypastorchat.com, mypastorchat.com.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.